Happy New Year, everybody, and here is another edition of the Webcast Beacon Network news post to podcast of things that are going to be happening in the next couple of months. First off, we have the webcomic Blind Date, which is, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up, and we'd like to revitalize the Blind Date project that Xavier Xerxes of Comics Talk had originally created. The way that webcomic Blind Date will work is that people will email us at webcomicbeacon@gmail.com, either as a writer, a comic artist, or both. The idea is to pair writers and artists with each other as a blind date. So sort of like, kind of like Secret Santa, only in which that you'd be working together. They're to create a Valentine's Day comic or a single panel comic in time for Valentine's Day. We will in turn link to all completed products on our site wherever the writer-artist teams post theirs. We, of course, tried something similar with the webcomic Secret Santa, and I would like to actually try more seasonal art exchanges like this and other projects like this throughout the year where people work together. And basically this sort of big circle-around promotion sort of thing of everybody. You'll want to email us by January 27th of 2012. That's plenty of time to sign up on this. Indicate if you're a writer, an artist, or if you can do either. Like, if you're an artist and you also write, this will help us with the imbalance of entries we will most undoubtedly get. I predict we will get more writers than artists. But, you know, we'll see. But it's for a potential imbalance. Like, I would sign up as both. Also include if you have any restrictions, such as if you can't work with over a PG rating, let's say. On Blind Date, I had somebody that had a really kids-friendly website and didn't want to link to somebody else that had a... probably wouldn't want to link from a kid-friendly website, too. So things like that, just let us know. You can find out more information at webcastbeacon.com/blinddate for more. Just any sort of other thing you want us to have it to take into consideration when we blind date you with somebody else. The idea is that the writer would write the comic or single panel and the artist would draw it. In the end, you will have to work together. As with any artist or writer team, we will announce and post all the pairings on our website. We'll just post like thumbnails or such, or just direct links. And then, of course, the links to the final products in time for Valentine's Day. And speaking of things that we've sort of done before and are going to do again, we're going to have another giveaway. Since the fourth anniversary special giveaway went over pretty well, I would like to try a little more like seasonal updates, seasonal giveaways. So for spring 2012, we're going to do another giveaway. We've got some more comics to review and give away. Let's see here. Right now, people can sign up just almost the exact same possibilities. I put a little bit more limitations in there, just, you know, instead of like five times you can enter with an art, I changed it to three. So some things like that, but there's still many different ways to enter, including cover art, link referrals, and voicemail as entry possibilities. You can find out more information at webcastbeacon.com/giveaway. Again, people can submit their print comics for review or giveaway to Festworks LLC, P.O. Box 22181, Robbinsdale, Minnesota 55422. And feel free to email us with any questions. Right now, the current prizes include volumes 1 and 2 of Family Bones. This is somebody who's advertised with the site before in the past, and you can find out more information on Family Bones at familybones.kingtractorpress.com. That is one prize, which is basically the complete set, volumes 1 and 2. Also, we had one of the people on the show about this musical project before, The Boobles, with their album Melon. This is the volume 1 package, which is available on their site, which is a breast cancer charity music parody CD of The Beatles. With mammary parody of Beatles songs. So you can go ahead and check that out. Basically, all the money that they earn if you buy an album from there, that money goes to breast cancer research. So it's awesome. So you can check out Family Bones and The Boobles. You can find specific links on this post of the Webcast Beacon Network. The Boobles are at theboobles.org. I can't stress .org enough. Additionally, the last bit of news on here, the Webcomic Beacon newscast is to merge with the Webcomic Beacon feed. Apparently, the Webcomic Beacon newscast RSS feed has not been working. For whatever reason, I cannot figure it out. It should, but it's not. I'm going to attempt to meld both of the feeds of the Webcomic Beacon and the Webcomic Beacon newscast into a single feed. This will be the Webcomic Beacon feed. So if you already have the Webcomic Beacon feed, no worries. Those who have the Webcomic Beacon newscast feed, you've apparently not been hearing anything for months, and I apologize for that. If you grab the Webcomic Beacon feed, you should be able to grab all the newscast feeds as they pop up. I'm hoping that this will allow listeners to get the best offerings of the Webcomic Beacon in a single RSS and iTunes feed. Though I do recommend people get the master RSS or the master iTunes feed so they get all of the Webcast Beacon Network programming. I may or may not do this with the Webcomic Beacon Presents first issue, depending on how the newscast and core program work out together. Along with the coding on the website, I'm not sure how this is going to work, but this is an experiment. And this will determine how things will move forward from here. Both shows are still their own distinct shows, so programming is not going to change because of this. All this is basically, if you don't go to the site, you'll be able to get both of these great programmings through your however you listen to feeds through. We will be interested in listener feedback on this as well, so please leave a post here. Or any one of the current shows of the Webcomic Beacon or the Webcomic Beacon newscast with your opinions on this feed combination. And this is all I have for this edition of the Webcast Beacon Network News Post Podcast. I have been Fess of the Webcomic Beacon at webcomicbeacon.com. And that's it. Have a great new year, and we'll see you maybe in a couple of weeks once we announce who's entered the webcomic blind date.